Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustin Ryder is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is
Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 12.
Yo.
That's it. That's our title. Yep.
Most epic title ever. Even more epic than the epic podcast.
In fact, we could actually extend it to Yo Hand Salute. But we'll have to see if it makes the director's cut.
Yeah, yay, director's cut of episode 12.
Yeah, it'll be epic. So, what's ups? I'm not going to start this time. Just call
I guess
now.
I'll start. Wait. Okay, anyway. So, there hasn't been, like, a whole lot. Anyway, we'll get to that later. There hasn't been a whole lot up regular-wise. Just, I finally opened my fig arts I got from Mandrake, the secret place. The secret. And I did those reviews. They didn't turn out as funny as Kuguik, because I don't know what was going on at Kuguik, but I was pretty funny, I have to say.
I think you're drunk.
I'm pretty sure I was.
Yeah,
drunk on water and Gatorade. Let's see. Did I buy anything? Oh, yeah. I got a Nego from Mirage Forest on HJU, so now I have every single Fig Arts main release. So I'm happy face.
We pre-ordered those Gaia memories.
Oh, yeah. I pre-ordered the Dopant complete selection sets. I pre-ordered Trial Decatur and Red Nazca.
Did you? You didn't tell me this.
Oh, sorry. I pre-ordered them.
Time to go update the list.
Okay.
I did already.
I think, yeah, he already updated
it. My God.
I'm sorry.
What is going on to these things?
Things happened. We watched Galaxy Quest, and now we can't buy Ghost Ager. And then the guy at GameStop looks at you with a puzzled face. Anyway.
I hate you, Shukwen Shinobi.
So, yeah, I pre-ordered all that. No one has to edit my name because I only have one name.
Yes, stupid face.
Damn it, it didn't work out. Anyway. So anyway, this is just like before. I'm trying to get my finishing words out. I pre-ordered all that stuff. I ordered an Ego, so I have all the main releases. And I rearranged my figure art so they look super epic and I can look over and smile at all 62 of them. Alright, so that's about all. Yeah, that means someone else is going to go now.
Jedimon.
Who's going to go? Alright. So since our last podcast, I got in Majik, and he is so pretty. And I got in Axel and Lunaset. So so I reviewed Axel and Lunaset, and they were going splendid until I decided, hey, you know what would be a great idea to do in this review completely unprepared? Let's just, like, change out the arm for, like, the stretchy arm. That'll be fun, right, guys? It didn't end well for Luna Metal. He cries himself to sleep at night now because his shoulder's dislocated or something.
What just happened?
I was very sad face. But those videos went up and they were funny. I think that's some consolation, I guess. Maybe, sort of. Not really. And then I put up my Kiba and Ixa belt requests. I swear I practiced that Ixa belt. I really did.
Okay, hold on. So, not to be a jerk, but okay, if you how did you not know you had to hold down the button?
I don't know when I
did. He did it in the show.
That's how we got in the show.
I win. I killed the chat.
I don't know, man. I just when I did it, I don't think
have
I actually
seen
held
Kiva?
It. Yes, you know why I've seen it, man.
I don't know, watching that review. I don't think you did. Just saying.
Just as bad as when you used Ika's head for a shield. It's gotta go on there. There's a handle. Come on.
I think I was drunk on the same stuff Dawson Reddit was drunk on during Google
Okay,
Week.
Sure. Okay. Whatever. Excuses.
But and I've started my Kabuto funness. So there
time.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, well, those reviews have been sitting dormant on the computer for
they were filmed in
a month
2007?
Now. They were filmed a month ago.
They were filmed so long ago, he doesn't even say Riders, Rangers, and Rambles.com. He says Chagrin Shinobi.podbean.
They do.
He says, hopefully we might have a website, maybe, but I don't know. Cause this is the past.
I wasn't planning
on... we've had the domain name for like 3 weeks. At least.
I wasn't planning on it taking this long for them to go up, but it, yeah, other things came out, and I decided to do them instead. That's what happens. And then there was that, and what else happened? I don't even know. I pre-ordered the Dopants Memories, and that's all I've pre-ordered thus far.
Yeah, enjoy your shitty exchange rate while you do.
Dude, I will end you, okay? And then I will steal your stuff. Starting with Stark Form.
I'll mention it afterwards you're done.
I don't know. I found a new hiding place for my Ghost Sagers that's even more hidden than where they were the first time, so I feel even better about myself now.
It's the trash.
Put them up in the attic. Maybe your mom will mistake them and throw them out.
Swear to God, Andy's mom is the main villain of all the movies. She just keeps messing shit up.
Especially,
don't need the Ghost Sagers to Sunnyside. It'll be perfect.
I feel better about doing it to them, especially after watching the last episode. It was just so bad.
I almost said it's Sunny Shore, not Sunnyside, and then I realized that was Pokemon.
Yeah, that's Volcanoes turf. That's emo land.
Yeah, that's like that's gym leaders don't have to battle. Not like they're officials or anything.
just take a badge. That's what they do in Kanto.
That's true. Yeah, Brock, you should have to earn your badge. What are you talking about?
I swear to God, that made me laugh so hard when Brock's all like, you should earn your badge. Or like, oh, it was Ash. Ash goes, you should earn your badges by battling, not by just doing anything. I'm like, what?
Right, Brock? Yeah.
Right, Brock. You.
This is why people are always talking. Yeah, what was Banjo? Nice reference. That was him walking on his legs.
It's like, did you even watch season one? Did you remember that, like, you didn't do a damn thing for, like, at least 4 of those badges, at least? Somehow you earned them?
I think that, well, I forgot to mention, I'm pretty sure we pre-ordered our Joker figure arts and our Cyclone Philip memories.
Jedi Mom.
We all...
Fuck!
Finally, your first mess up. No, anyway, but yeah, we all did that. Oh, and we got our Meebita Beebita Bobbidos.
Did you?
Yeah, we did get the Meebita Beebita Bobbidos.
Well, you emailed them. I just assumed you were going to buy them.
Yeah, I did, and I was going to, and then I'm like, I don't have money.
Oh, my God.
Well, we, the cool guys, did it. We pay for stuff.
Okay, the people that actually, like, fulfill their responsibilities, we did it.
Responsibilities?
Careless guy over here that, that doesn't like paying people and fulfilling his collective duties didn't, so...
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't owe anyone any money.
Fine. Fuck you, too.
Disgruntled face. I mean, disgruntled... Fuck, get it. Disgruntled isn't even a word. Disgruntled face.
Whatever. I don't know. Is it my turn yet?
It's oh, yeah, yours, I forgot you spoke to go. Hey, okay.
Here comes least important member of the podcast.
Everything. I bought a bunch of Transformers. I do that sometimes.
I did that. I didn't do a bunch.
I bought Drift, Brimstone, Hubcap, and then the 2 5-pack Power Core guys, which are actually really neat. If you're on the fence about the Power Core guys, they're actually okay.
They got the Shuki seal of approval.
The reviews will be up, I don't know when, because I'm doing Generations first, so...
The reviews will be up whenever the hell you feel like it.
Basically. And if you played War of Cybertron, and you really, really liked it, I'm in the middle of Transformers Exodus, which is a book that's a prequel to War for Cybertron. There's some plot holes, but I just kind of like to ignore them and pretend that War for Cybertron wasn't done when... The guy was writing the book, which is probably the actual case. But it's a really good book so far. I like it. So anyway, enough of Transformers and onto Toku. I bought my Endaguva Zeba Meebita Beebita Babado.
Thank you.
No problem. And I pre-ordered the Dopant Memories and the Red Nazca and the Trial and the Decatur and all the other shit. The Joker and the Cyclone and I don't know.
We pre-ordered everything impossible.
Basically, yeah, I'm done with pre-orders for, like, hopefully at least a month.
Until they release the next ones, basically. We're done.
And I have to get the Lost Driver and Cyclone Joker Extreme soon, and then I don't really have to worry about shit this month until the end of the month.
You got an Ichigo!
Oh, yeah, I got an Ichigo from the Mirage Frost. Yeah!
Yeah.
So now he's down to two.
I'm down to Nigo, V3, and Yuki. And
three.
I'm done. Then I'm happy face. I don't know when I'll try to get Yuki. Probably October, maybe, if October still stays nice.
I hope you die.
Just saying.
You took it too far, face.
Yeah, well, no, because October is going to end up like July, and then we're all going to go, what the hell happened? All our money left us again.
October won't end up like July because I'm done.
Well, you'll buy a Yuki, and then I'll buy, like, the Trinity bike, or the Trinity bike, Agito's bike, the two other bikes, the Imagines.
It'll end up like July for you guys, not me.
Well, it won't be as bad because there's actually not as much main stuff in October that I can remember at this present time. Knock on insert wood here. That's not wrong. It's like Wheelchair's girlfriend.
She inserts wood everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Just ask him, he'll tell you.
Oh. I moved my figurines too. They are now located on my desk where my bumblebees were.
Yay.
And they look really pretty, and it's a very, very expensive little area.
Yes, it is.
It looks really neat, and there's pictures of the little display on my Flickr. So.
And he's gonna put it behind bulletproof glass to protect all that money.
Eventually, yeah.
Now we both have epic figure arts displays.
It's really tight, though. I'm going to have to do something. Because there isn't enough room. Like, by the end of the year, I'm going to not have enough room.
Well, she hasn't heard that in a while.
Just get a sledgehammer and, like, tear down some of the wall.
But I think that's what I'm going to have to do. Anyway.
Yeah.
Enough crap.
No, you.
Not that we're crap or anything. We're good. I'm just
saying. That. Plus crap.
No, those two guys are crap.
No, you. very short toy news segment. The first little bit, I just opened this window twice. That's lovely. The...
Crotch.
Go.
What?
Go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
The SIC Kiwami Tamashii, I almost said Damashii, even though that's still appropriate. New Dino... it's not Dunen.
It's not Duneno. It's Deno Big... No, it's not Deno Big... It's Nega Deno.
God, you both are stupid.
Obviously it's a repaint of Deno's sword form. But it looks really, really neat.
It does.
If I cared enough, I would probably go get it, but I don't, because it's not a figure.
Despite me being the, I guess I'm Kiwami Tamashii correspondent, like, I pre-ordered so much other shit that I really can't pre-order it right now, so, yeah, I'm not getting it, but it's too bad it's not. Can't they even just keep this line to have regular releases? Damn it.
It looks probably about as good as Kirihiko's butt.
Which looks pretty good.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's just as good as Kirihiko's butt, but not as good as Zonky butt.
Yeah.
Just for a butt scale.
Anyway, I approve of it. I just kind of wish it was a SH figure. Just saying.
Obviously.
There'll be one eventually.
And the last link... I don't want to talk about this. You should do it, Genma.
Alright, let me open it. Okay. So, alright. So there's a Gosei 10 sword. Yay, giant gumball machine. And the Tensoder clips onto it. And it's coming out this weekend with the Miracle Dragon Header and the card that goes with it. Yay! It turns on Ghost Sager. And it spins on the inside. And it's kind of gay. And.
Kinda. It's a fucking gumball machine.
Okay,
it's a gumball machine with a bayonet attached to the bottom of it.
Okay, so it's really gay. And also coming out this week is Sentai Hero Super Gosei Red, Black, and Blue.
So, ha, to anyone who happens to like the chicks, you know who you are.
Pointing at you, face.
There you go.
Yeah. I said it.
That's all I got to say about it. Nah, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I have no thoughts. I said my thoughts already. The only thing I do want to point out is that I think, like, I can't read the kanji because I'm dumb. But
we know.
Right next to it on the scan, it shows pink, black, yellow, and blues, miracle, whatever, gosei shit. I don't know.
Miracle gosei shit.
They're cards. And I don't know, I was reading somewhere that, like, the first factory shipment's gonna have all four cards. Or something. I don't know. I really don't care because I'm not getting it.
Yeah, so. Me neither. I only get Sentai Heroes because I have to have all Sentai Heroes ever, so.
There's only one person here that would ever possibly get it, and I don't know, he's disgruntled. Disgruntled, though.
Whoa. I'm just angry.
Your voice doubled up.
It did. But I'm angry. I'm so angry, I don't want to stab someone in the eye.
With the tensor?
So. No, because that would require me buying it.
I see.
I think I'm insane or I'm hearing coin collecting noises.
What?
Whoa.
I heard coin collecting noises.
I don't hear coin collecting noises. You're just a stupid.
My god. There's an elaborate scheme going on here.
Usually.
I'm slightly confused.
He said your mother.
It'll be resolved in due time.
Oh, you.
I like smoothies.
I like movies.
I like boobies.
Yay, boobies!
No, that's out of the way.
Show news stuff, yes.
What?
Yosh.
O's shit, like, up the wazoo, even though there's... Not the wazoo, where the fuck did I get that from?
Up the ozoo.
Yes, indeed. There's absolutely nothing new here, though. We got pictures of, like, all the actors and Tatoba looking all cool and the bike and the vending machine and some guy looks like Lupin the Third. And the Taka Kandroid all unfolded and looking pretty badass.
Oh my god, it's pretty. I want to touch it and rub it and, like, take it to bed with me.
Just like Real Shot's girlfriend.
No, I don't take her to bed with me. I'll probably catch, like, AIDS or something.
The insect greed, it's I swear to God, it's Joker from Blade.
It really is. They took the costume, painted it a slightly different color, and put a couple of extra antenna on it, and said, yay, it's the new bad guy.
They probably did that they blew all their money on different forms and a Fruit Loop arm. Well, that probably explains the Fruit Loop arm, is they blew their budget. So they'll be like, what will we roll up next? And then they get the fruit roll up and just spun around his arm. They're like, brilliant.
They're like, we can't make a full costume. What do we do? I know.
We get all these fruit roll ups.
Let's see. There was associated text with those pictures. I have no idea if there's anything worthwhile.
Is this about the panties?
Okay. Here's the thing about the panties. the main character, it says he's a... As long as I have some money and clean underpants for tomorrow, I'm fine kind of guy. Apparently, the person who translated originally said, he's a, as long as I have some money and panties, I'm fine.
So either Oz is a pervert,
I don't know whether he is
a cross-dresser?
Whether Oz is one of those perverted Japanese guys that, like, buy panties out of the vending machines. They have those, I swear to you. I don't know if he's one of the... I don't think he is, but I'm just saying. I think we got the correct translation right now. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever floats his boat, I guess.
Yeah.
He gets the O's driver from Ankh. We know all this already.
Ankh, Ankh.
My god.
Must be said.
His claws are called the Tiger Claw Surprise.
Yeah, that's such a typical name.
Tiger Claw!
Challenge you to a challenge showdown.
He puts a cell metal in the ride vendor to get various can-like support animals. When he pulls the tab, it slowly transforms.
Basically, we all figure this out using our own brains.
Yeah,
but
and other people's.
I have a brain.
Could have fooled me. Now we do.
Oh. Wow, this show is rough tonight.
Yeah.
It's like a roast.
Okay, this is an 800-year slumber for the Greeds now. There's no 10,000... Yeah. Oh, no, that was something different. Never mind, I'm just fucked. Five monsters, so there's five Greeds, that's it. Revived with an incomplete body, they're able to create weaker monsters called Yummy.
Yummy called Yummy Pixels.
They are created from human desire. At birth, they have a white body, and after eating human desire, they start to grow. And the picture is of the Greed Yua, the insect guy, and his Yummy Kamakiri.
Mantis.
Yeah, for all you non-Japanese stupid, animal insect
for all you
there.
Stupid people.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far, but...
I will.
Yep, Jedimon ain't afraid.
I'm not afraid of shit.
The second batch of scans is really nothing wild. I don't know if you know why I included them. There's a nice shot of the unevolved Yummy, I guess. That's about it.
That's before she had 1,000 subscribers.
It basically looks like a mummy, hence the
Yummy. Mummy pixels.
Of worthy note, though, is the picture of the Kamakiri Yummy fighting Takakiri Ba form.
Yeah,
so that he doesn't get the medals from defeating them. He just already has them. So there goes my theory.
Well,
I've been shot.
He could do like a bunch of damage or something and get it. I don't.
He could scan them.
Or he could yell really loud and hit the ground, and like a medal will pop out.
Probably. That makes sense.
And go, oh, what's this? A medal, yay!
It has no. He'll probably get the mantis one, like when he's fighting like a tiger monster or something, like something totally unrelated. That's usually what happens on Ghost Ager. I'm like, oh, a focus episode on Alita? That must mean Hyde's getting a mecha. I think that's what happened, though. There was a focus episode on Alita, and then they got Zeke Brothers.
Yeah, it's what always happens. Like, stupidness. It's why it's Ghost Ager, and it blows donkey nuts.
Yeah, basically.
Insert the joke
anyway,
here.
We're talking about O's. And...
Sorry.
I don't know. Full scans... Bunch of
more
forms.
For good measure.
Those are pretty.
Okay, I like this scan. Mostly because it tells us how to pronounce this shit.
I love it because it's got all the syllables in different colors.
We makes know me what we're doing now. Happy face. And that's got cool pictures on the side of all the animals. That.
Yeah, it does.
Except for Bata. Oh, no, Bata's right there. Never mind.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just talk.
And then we have this picture here, and it shows that they took the seven medals he starts with and divided them into three rows so we can separate heads from bodies from feet.
Oh,
and
yeah, he's got the James's bottle cap collection picture.
Damn it, I was going to say that. You know, it was your joke.
It was.
Wait,
I just steal my own joke back. The picture of all the medals just kind of sitting there looked like James's bottle cap collection.
Oh. What is in there? There's the medals he has to left and just a bunch of cell medals, I guess. He's got like 12,000 top medals.
A few beer tops from beer cans when he always gets drunk and steals panties.
Special exclusive sodas that are one of a kind and somehow keep getting lost.
Oh god, they're going to be exclusive sodas in Japan that have medals on top.
Oh god, no.
So a couple more scans came out today. The only really interesting thing is that part of the Henshin, after he scans all the medals, he puts the metal scanner up to his chest. And, like, a silhouette of the coin thingy appears, and that starts the transformation. I thought that was neato.
I didn't see that. Why didn't you link those, you faggot?
I didn't link those because I just found them.
Oh, well, you can go touch yourself then.
They're right there.
Squeaky, I'm in my advanced hobo seat, so I'll be looking at those later. But I believe you.
Oh, that's pretty. I like that. I like the little pointing O's cartoony looking guy on the side.
Oh.
That's actually the first thing I noticed in this picture is that.
Goes to show where your attention is.
Yes, cartoons. Cartoons indeed. Make me smiley face.
Continue.
Double scans, which aren't really scans. There's just four pictures here. But Devil is fighting.
You're my Jew.
Wasn't me.
Devil is fighting Terror in a church that looks like it was ripped from Kiva.
Yeah, so we just found out that Terror is the Fangar King.
Yeah. But that's literally the only thing going on in this picture.
Yep, and then there's a picture of Shotaro, Philip, Terui, and Akiko, and it's Terui's all smiling.
And Terui's actually wearing a cool jacket.
And,
as opposed to gay guy jacket.
I'm tired of talking, so someone else handle these episode summaries. Of Double.
All right, Dawson Rider, how about you, since I do the Ghost Sager crap and you haven't done any damn thing.
Oh, I thought episode summaries. I thought you were like, we haven't gotten there yet. We haven't even talked about O's fighting footage. All right, let me get out of my advanced hobo seat. Okay, so double summaries. Hold on. Please hold. So we got summaries for 46, 47, and 48. It talks about, Regis Philbin's trying to sacrifice Philip in order to pimp Wakana out. To make her the Shrine Maiden of the Earth. I'm not sure what that means. It's actually memory. You know what?
I guess I know what that means.
I'm sorry. Disgruntled face for the second time. Hold on. I have to read this. Okay, and then Shotaro is freaking out because Terror keeps looking at him because he can somehow access his powers without transforming.
Oh, I think what's happening is that Terror is making that Smurfette face.
That's exactly what happened. Oh my god, that makes total sense. And then Philip has been kidnapped and he assembles the whole Sonozaki family for dinner. It's like a reality show.
Did you say Philip's been Kevin?
And then, kidnapped. Now we have to edit your own name. Now it's going to be Philip's been Jedi Mod. Okay. And then Shotaro calls Philip on the bat phone. He says, get over here. And Shotaro's like, no, I'm scared, Vase. Photo 7 is called A Request from Philip. Can you review Go Watcher? After the collapse of the Sonozaki family, Philip asked Shotaro to find Wakana. And then he's like, no, that bitch is a hoe.
No, bitch be crazy.
Who's Kazu? That's the
Foundation X. That's the man in white.
Okay, I just keep calling him that, so I didn't know his name was Kazu.
His name is Jun Kazu.
You've never called him Kazu. You just call him the man in white, so I was confused. Okay, Kazu.
Your mother.
And okay, anyway, Kazu's taking care of Wakana because it's a psycho, and he has taken over Ryubi's plans, or Regis Philbin, in order to take over and overthrow Kelly Griffin. Fuck! That's a combination of their names! Whatever. What's that bitch's name? Okay, and then
hold on. Sorry. Her name is Terror Dragon.
Okay, so now 48. Okay, 48th episode is called Still Has No Name, but Station Has Summary for It. Okay. Okay, Shotaro is hesitating becoming double because he's still scared shit. And Ryu's still heavily wounded from being chomped on. Oh no, it's from the plant. Rescue Wakana. And on top of that, the man in white is trying to hurt Philip mentally. He's like, you're pathetic. You'll never get a job. Your mother. He's just insulting him. Philip's crying. He's like, you're not even a real person. So yeah,
spoilers really above.
Stupid.
So yeah, there's actually not like a whole lot here that I hadn't heard about already from the previous stuff we got. Like, the spoilers.
Yeah, we just really needed something to talk about.
Yeah, so what we need to know is that Philip's being kidnapped by his own family, and the kidnappers are nice enough to give him his own phone. Ryu's bitching out. The man in white has an actual name, and Shotaro is just shaking drunk because Terra keeps looking at him. That's about all. And
yay!
This window frozen. Okay.
Happy face.
What is next?
I'm excited as shit.
So
I'm just
going
to say that right now. Like, we watched 45, was it, earlier today?
Hmm?
Holy crap. Shit be hitting the fan.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be one fantastic of a finale for one fantastic of a show. I don't know. I'm just super duper excited and...
They better not F this finale up, because Kamen Rider has a history of like, awesome show, crap finale. Damn it.
Well, it's going to turn out that they're going to quit being detectives and they're going to become doctors. That's what's going to happen.
With no explanation, just 1 year later, Philip quit doing lookups and is now a doctor.
And Shoujo works at the local supermarket, and they haven't talked for a year. But they're going to get back together and decide they want to become double again, but then decide not to. And Terry's the hero of the whole city.
I think you have the wrong finale for some reason.
I'm sorry.
You got a little mixed up there. I don't know.
Okay, so, yeah, it's going to be awesome. After watching 45, I really wanted to see 46 and just watch it like a backlog series and just finish it. But we can't. So I'm excited to see the episodes, but then I'll be sad when it's over. Because they'll just be gone.
We won't know what happened.
Well, hopefully we do know what happened. Hopefully they answer the questions.
No, it'll end with, like, Taro shooting Double in the face.
Yeah, and then pick up with a total new story. Which Double's just killing everyone, and he's got a new form where he's just angry eyes. Oh, man, I forgot to make a Decade Angry Eyes Potato Head joke in my review. I just remembered that.
I think you guys are confused again.
Sorry. We're just avoiding talking about Ghost Ager, which is the final topic of the
Instead,
movie.
In the end, what will happen is that Akiko and Terry will get married, which I know
they'll
is
have
impossible.
Little retarded flipper babies.
They'll be like the little Fermians. Yes. They'll be like...
They'll get married, and in will run Shotaro's son from the future, going, "I'm fighting the Neo Dopants. You need to come help me.
Let's all ride or kick together."
And Watchmen and Santa Chan with like T2 Gaia memories, and yeah, let's all kick together.
I think what's gonna happen at the end is that Shotaro's gonna get turned into a Dopant to save humanity.
No, what's going to happen is that they're all going to die and there's going to be a giant reset button will be pushed.
Yeah, actually, it's just going to be Shotaro's going to wake up and he's working at a supermarket reading Detective Weekly. And it's just going to be a dream.
Ah.
That's exactly what happened. And Philip's the manager. And he just wears like a white shirt and a tie and like giant Harry Potter glasses.
No, it's going to be Akiko's going to wake up and she's going to hear the shower. She's going to go in and pull the curtain open and there's going to be her dad. And they go, "What?" He's like, "What's the matter?" It's like, "It was all a dream. You were dead." No. Not funny at all.
I just had a mental picture of Akiko walking into her dad in the shower. And I totally died a little bit. But whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I think my joke just got fact-checked. It's like it was a Dawson Rider joke.
I think I just snapped. Hold on. I think I'm having a panic attack. Quick, I need a paper bag. Oh wait, that's potato chips, damn it. Anyway,
don't inhale the fumes of the popcorn, you'll get popcorn lungs.
You'll get cancer and die. It's scientific fact.
In case of lack of popcorn, break glass. People are like, "What is going on? I just wanted to hear about the double summaries." And now they're talking about popcorn.
We are really avoiding Ghost Ager.
It's because it blows donkey nuts. It's like Wheelchair's girlfriend in Tijuana.
It's funny because we can technically skip the last one because we talked about the miracle ghost saying this already. They're appearing in the next
awkward
episode anyway.
Yeah.
Burp face. That was exhausting. Are we gonna talk about it? Are we gonna talk about it?
I was saying yes.
Oh wait, the Ghost Ager stuff. Are we just gonna skip it till next week?
I don't really give a fuck. I want to talk about the O's thing.
Okay.
Well, before we do that, I really want to say this. In 2 days, I've gotten 5 messages from Kamen Rider 79. 2 yesterday that say, "Will the final chapter of Double be a movie like O's and Double?" And then one that says, "Guess what? I just seen Kamen Rider Double episode 47 preview." And then just today, I got 3 more. "Do you think a Kamen Rider movie will ever be played in theaters in America?" Then I got, "I have put the Dopant memory into my cart, but I have to pay tomorrow because I don't have money in my PayPal account. Can I pay tomorrow? Will Zeus Toys cancel my order? Please respond to this message." And then the third one says, "Will Philip disappear in the last episode?"
That guy sent me a bunch of PMs. I never responded to him, deleted them because all of the questions were so stupid they didn't deserve a response, just like those.
He called me a fat fuck.
Yeah, he left. He said, "I unsubscribed to you because you didn't respond to my messages and you are retard. And then every day he left a message on my profile just saying, retard. Like,
no, it was fat fuck, it was fat ass. My bad.
You're making the insult on yourself.
Someone else called me a fat fuck.
That was
I don't
my
remember
fanboy.
That person.
That was my fanboy. He's like, stop breathing heavy. Why you breathe so hard? Because I want to live. But, yeah, that... Stop. You need to stop annoying people and stop calling people retards. It's not nice.
You're fat asses.
Yeah, like, you're calling me a retard, but you're the one that asks dumb questions, like...
No, you don't. You're Shuken Shinobi. You don't have feelings.
But nobody beats the Shuken Shinobi deal. Nobody.
No one.
Oh, God. I like the Eternal Henshin video, too. It was pretty.
rapidly switch subjects.
That's totally random, but...
It's got Powerpuff Girl music.
Speaking of, yes, we'll totally be jamming out in our reviews, but Eternal's Henshin sound is probably the coolest tune I've ever heard in my life.
It's so upbeat for, like, an evil guy.
It's all like...
I will murder you.
It's Powerpuff Girls, I'm telling you.
It is, it really is.
Kind of like Strikeform Speed Racer.
Kind of.
Strikeform's awesome. I love New Deno. He's pretty. And after watching that Shuken Shinobi review, I know I need one. I need one bad.
You should go buy one.
Just for that. Just for the Machete or whatever it's called. It's
yeah,
pretty.
I don't know how to pronounce it properly.
Machete? What is it?
It's like Machete and Teddy. And it's like Machete. But it'll be like
Machete.
Machete? Machete? I don't know.
Mash your teddy.
Come on, Dora. You have the map. Don't ask me.
No, I don't.
What you do?
I got rid of the map. I gave it to Shuki.
You have the map face. I don't know what kind of face that would look like, but... Probably Dora's face. Typing.
No,
anyway, keep moving. Let's move along. Yeah, the Eternal sequence looks fine. What are you going to say?
Go ahead.
You were just quiet.
I was going to move on to the O's thing.
I was going to segue into it. I was gonna say, the Eternal thing looks cool. He's got funny music. Yeah. Now I was going to talk about O's, but fine. You
stop.
Pick it up.
Okay.
Stop touching me.
So O's is in the double movie. We established that already. But there was a behind-the-scenes making of some sort of special thing on Japanese television.
You can do it, Yuki.
It showed a little preview of O's with Double. And so you got to hear his voice, and it's like, oh, yeah, and shit.
Oh yeah? That's his catchphrase. Oh, yeah!
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know, he looked really cool in action. I'm
yeah,
excited.
He did. Like, his hopper legs were all, like, phew, and, like
they
blue.
Were all, like, thighs.
Yeah,
like,
it was,
ting, and then
it was
he was
cool.
Hopped in the air.
And then he had his mantis arms and he's all, say that! Use fury swipes. And then he was like, yeah! It was pretty cool looking. I was excited. I was kind of hoping to hear a belt noise. Like,
yeah, that would have been nice. Because I'm like, I want to know like what it does and all the sounds it makes, everything. I'm impatient.
Like, I want to know what the voice is like, so I need to know if I need to be buying these candy toy boxes that mysteriously appear.
Indeed.
Yeah, AmiAmi decides it's cool to put up a pre-order for the first set of candy toy medals. Now, I don't know if I need this. Do I? I don't. It pissing me off, man. I don't know if I need this shit. Damn,
I mean,
dog.
It's gonna depend. It's gonna depend on how many riders are in it and how much each medal is gonna be individually. If buying them individually for like 4 medals or whatever is like more expensive or less expensive than buying just the whole box and going screw the rest. Let's give extras to our viewers.
Yeah, if there's more than 3, then it's cheaper to buy the box. If there's only like 2, then you can buy them individually. I don't know. I'll probably get the box. Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Happy face.
So, yeah, O's looked cool. So, I think that's about it for news, unless there's something I'm forgetting.
I don't think so.
Are you searching for answers, Face? Or are
oh,
we just...
I don't know.
Okay, I think that's it, so... episode summary time.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I stopped paying attention like 10 minutes ago.
This is the point where you say, Yosh!
And you
rush on.
Oh, Shone.
Oh.
You need to be answering the phone. Damn it, I have to work here!
Oh, Riri?
The tentacles are in you?
Oh, Shuken Shinobi, that must hurt.
Sand face.
Shuki likes having the tentacles in him.
Oh, you.
Nuh-uh, only on weekends.
Shut up and talk about double.
Okay.
Crime in Zaciti.
So, indeed. So, here we go. Episode 44. Kokoro no Iwa.
Insert cough here.
So we got this chick who's like 10, but now she's like an old lady. And we have this fortune teller guy who you can hire him out and he'll turn into the old Dupont and turn people old for you, which is what happened to that little girl. And so he's made Shotaro all old, and Foundation X has T2 Gaia memories, and Shroud's all like, hey, Terui, Philip, you should become Cyclone Actual Extreme. It's the ultimate double. Happy face. And then Psycho's all like, Terui Ryu, you should probably know this. Shroud gave Hisoka that weather memory, the one that killed your parents. Ha ha. Suck to be you. And he's like, whoop.
It does suck to be me. It's true.
It's true.
I'm in love with a dolphin.
And I'm gay.
It's not a dolphin, it's a termite. Kids will be little squid creatures with tight red jackets.
Oh, damn.
So anyway, we open up to see Shroud watching Fang Joker just get totally reamed by the old Dupont, because Shotaro can't really move because he's all sleepy face because he's old. And old people sleep a lot. And so he's just, it's not looking good until like the extreme memory just comes in and starts like smacking him in the face. And it's like, no, get away from my Philip. And it's like, no. And so the guy leaves.
No, don't hurt him, bro.
Yeah, man. So, what's his name? Terui's still with Psycho, and she's all like, Yep. I bet you thought your vengeance was over because Isaka's gone. Well, guess what, buddy? No, it's not, because Shroud's the reason your family's dead, so you should probably get on that. And he's all like, Shroud. Yeah, that hurt. And so then we get the BX crime and ICT. And stuff, and oh, I guess slightly worth noting is that like the first half of the intro has scenes from the movie, you know, so that's kind of cool, I guess.
Not even really. Though it's pissing me off stuff. Because I can't see the movie,
I guess. I mean, well, not pissing me off too, if they're just pretty, but anyway, so Regis Philbin's giving the man in white these binders with the museum logo. They're like, hey, look, yeah, this is all our stuff, we're done. They're like, yay, happy face. And here you go. Here's a nice big check. And Regis is like, yes, we couldn't have done this without all of our support from Foundation X. Mwahaha. So Wakana walks in.
Sorry.
And it's all like, your words have no emotion. Blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. I wasn't listening to her. She's stupid. And he's all like, oh, by the way, that Terui Ryu guy knows about Shroud. So you just follow him and you'll find Shroud. She's like, what? Okay, I guess. And we get old Shotaro, and he's all like sipping his tea and doing his little voiceover thing. And Aku comes running in, and she's all like, bah, bah. That's kind of what it sounds like. I don't know what she's saying. I think
she was a parrot, but I thought she was like a squid creature or a dolphin. But
yeah, well, she just is yelling, and she's going to hit him with the slipper, but then stops because he's all old face. And so she's all sad because Philip's doing stuff and he's all sad and Ryu's away. And Philip's like, Terui Ryu, ultimate double. Ah. So, like, Terui Ryu just rolls up in this forest with his bike And, like, he pulls out the engine blade and starts, like, dragging it around because he thinks he's all strong like Mr. Ass. So he can just pick up the engine blade by himself. And in comes Shroud, and he's all like, what you doing, man? Why you did this to me? And she's like, so I was looking over your data.
Hide your people. Hide your people. Hide your wife. You cheating. Your friend. They raping everybody.
I had to stop laughing so I could do this.
Oh god.
Oh god. So they're all. So she's like, I was looking over your data.
That's what John said. He scared me. He was gonna rape everybody. He snuck into that kid's bed.
Like, he figured it was either that or sleep with a dolphin.
Oh man.
So she's like, you're the person I've been looking for with this special constitution. And he's like, constitution? That's over in America. And he's like, she's like, yes, the constitution that lets you, you know, endure mental damage from DuPont. So when they start telling your mama jokes, you don't unfaze you because your mama dead. And he's like, oh, sad face. What am I talking about? My mama, she dead. And then she's like, we can see that the old DuPont attack doesn't work on you, so naturally you should be able to stand up to terror as well. So join Raito, become double, and then you can beat Ultimate Regis Philbin. And it's like, what? She's like, so let's all hatred flow through you. I guess she's the emperor now. And she's like, it's the source of Cyclone Axel Extreme's power. Mwahaha. And he's like, did you give Hisoka the memory? And she's like, well, you hey, see, he's like, tell me. And she's like, kinda, I guess, maybe, yeah. And he's like, okay then. And like, he's like, ah, you've been using me this whole time.
You're a whole bag.
Yeah, you're a whole bag. So he picks up his engine blade and he runs at her with it and she pulls out, her Shroud Magnum, which is basically like a red trigger magnum, and starts shooting at him, knocks the engine blade out of his hand. So he's like, fine. And so she pulls out like this purified, cool looking memory, and she puts it in the thing, and it's like, boom, boom, maximum drive. And it like shoots out like this bomb thing at Axel, but it stops right in front of him and splits into four and just like pones him, and he's like, ah, and he like flips through the air and all dramatic like.
George of the Jungle now.
Yeah. So it cuts over to like the detective agency, and Shotaro's all proud of himself because he got the Joker memory in the double driver. He's like, yay! And then in comes the little like 80-year-old, 10-year-old, and like, ah. You, and then, like, in comes another little 80-year-old person, and they're like, who's that? And they're like, it's that other, my friend, Kumi-chan. And they're like, oh, come on, really? Don't tell me. Like, seriously? God damn it. And so they're like, oh, this is my mommy. She said she couldn't forgive Kumi-chan's mommy. And so Shirotaro goes over, and he's like, oh, it's okay. Don't cry. I'm cool guy. It's okay. Me love you a long time. And you're like, whoop. And so back to this cool battle with Axel and Shroudo. And she keeps shooting him and he just keeps falling over. And she's like, I gave you the Axel memory to train you to be Raito's partner. And you did good. And so then he's like, wait, you did this on purpose. You set up that DuPont to knock out Hidari so that I would have to join with Raito. And she's like, yep, that's right. And he's like, that sucks. And she's like, good, now hate me. And like, he comes running at her and is all like, Turayaru. And he's about to kick her. And she's like, that's good. Now kill me. And then you'll become the embodiment of hate. Mwahaha. And then they get shot because in comes Wakanon. She's all clay doll. And she's like, I will get her. Mwahaha. And she's like, Wakanon. He's like, don't act like you know me. You don't know me. you betrayed Mugium and left our family. You don't know me. And he's like, ooh, family?
You don't know our people.
You don't know our people.
And so she keeps trying to shoot Shroud, and she keeps, like, blasting that bomb thing so that, like, it'll save her. And, like, she's going to finish her off, and Axel stops her and is like, what do you mean, family? And she's like, that woman's real name is Sonazaki Fumine, and she's me and Raito's mommy. And he's like, what? And then she gets up, and she leaves, and what's her name? Wakana leaves, and, yeah. So Terui's all by himself, all confused face in the forest.
Just like usual.
Yeah, and he sees these flowers, though, and the same ones that were at his family grave. So then we see Akiko runs in with the two old ladies to where their mommies are, and then she starts yelling at them because they did this, and they're like, how can you take revenge on her? It's like, well, she did it first. And it's like, that doesn't make it right, you stupid. And so then, like, they're fighting, and then, like, the old guy comes in, and Terui comes in. She's like, I did it for my daughter. And he's like, no, you're just following your hatred. Mwaha. And the old guy's like, no, don't be mad at them. They did it because they love their daughters. Like, yeah, it was bad, but their feelings come from their love of their children. You don't know because you don't have kids, yo. Because you can't hide them from the rapists.
You need to hide your people. They're raping everybody.
You can only hide your dolphin.
Oh, man.
And so then they...
Thank you. There, man.
They run over to their kids, and they're loving on their kids, and they're like, mama, mama, mama. And yeah. And Akiko said some gibberish. I don't know what important.
Mystical gibberish?
Mystical gibberish. Oh, like this is Bokenger or something. And, so then we see, I don't know, Axel comes up to Shroud and she's like, are you ready to become the ultimate double? And he's like, no, I'm not going to be double. And she's like, what? And she's like, then why are you here? Sad face, confused face. And he's like, I'm here to forgive you. And she's like, whoop. And he's like, yes, it's like, terror's power is fear. The only way to beat that was with hatred. And he's like, No. And he's like, you put many people in the middle of your revenge, but you hurt them, and you did it for the love of Philippu, and I forgive you.
Felipe.
Yeah. And she's all like, I love Raito. And we were happy face until all of a sudden, like, Regis Philbin, like, went all craziness and started treating Raito like a tool and was all like, no, I'm taking him from you because now he's not ordinary. He's like, you know, the Earth's child. Mwahaha, mwahaha. And so she's like, no, give him back. And then he goes all, ta-da. And she's like, I have no more use for you. And he goes all like, DuPont Field. And he like burns her face up. And then she's like, ah. And like she's like wrapping her face up and she's like, I'm gonna get my Raito back and I'm gonna get revenge and I'm gonna do this because I want my Raito back. And then Philip comes in and she's like, you heard all that Raito? And he's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, whatevs. And he's like, Ryu's all like, I'm gonna show you that I can defeat the DuPont, not with hatred, but with me being awesomeness. All three of us are gonna do it. And she's like, woo. All three of you? And he's like, yes. Me, Philip, and Hidari Shotaro. And because he's a cool guy. And then so we see old guy Shotaro with the dolphin. And they find the old guy, the old dude, DuPont guy. And he's like, you can beat me. You're all old. He's like, yes, I can beat you. And then he like does a little Sao Mino Tsumio Kazero. And it's kind of funny because he's all like old guy. And he picks up his cane and he like starts beating the dude with his cane and it's pretty funny.
This is probably the coolest part of the entire episode.
Yeah, in our Greg sub at least, I don't know what TV Neon says, but it says, count up your crimes, Sonny.
Oh, no, they didn't do that. They didn't say Sonny.
Sad face.
And,
sad, it didn't say Sonny face.
Yeah, and he's all laughing. He's like, haha, I haven't lost to you young people yet. So he's like, fine, here we go. Oludo.
and he transforms, and then he's like gonna do stuff, but then in comes Terui and Philip, and they're like, ah, here we are, Axel Henshin. And then he transforms and he starts fighting and doing stuff. And they're like, let's go, Shotaro. And they're like, Cyclone, Joker. And he like, the way his hands move, it looks kind of like Ozzy Osbourne. Like, he can like barely move and it's all like shaky. And it's really funny. It was the first thing I thought of when I saw it. I'm like, look, it's Ozzy. And like, in comes Shroud and she's going to watch. And Axel just like starts, he's like poning the dude. And in comes Double, and he all stumbles. He's like, oh, are you okay, Terui? And he's all like, I'm going to finish off that two-color guy. And so he makes a little pool of stuff. And Axel jumps in the way, and it's like, watch this, Shroud. You don't need hatred to win. You just need my awesomeness. And it's like, wow, that just makes you sound like a douche. Oh, wait, you're Axel, right? And so he just, like, keeps taking the full brunt of this attack, and he's like, now go. And, like, Double jumps in the air and goes all extreme.
Cheddar.
Thank you. You finally got it in the right cue.
Yosh.
And he slashes him with the prism sword. And the dude falls back against the railing and turns around. Now he's going to go butt fighting. And Axel goes all Turayaru. And so he transforms. And, ow. So he's like, I'm not Double. I am Kamen Rider. Axel. And he's like,
Axel.
And he's like, engine, maximum drive. And then he's like, yeah. And he's all like, your goal is despair. Mwahaha. And they beat the Dopants. And so the memory breaks and they stop being Double, and Shotaro's all like young guy again, and he's all, yay, happy face, I'm not old and gonna die soon. And so Aki comes in, she's all happy, and I don't know, she's squealing, I don't know. And so he's like, I owe you guys, blah, 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 blah. And so Terui confronts Shroud, and it's like, somebody left those flowers at my family's grave, and it was you, weren't you? And she's like, okay, so I gave Isaka that memory to beat Regis Philbin. I really didn't plan on him doing that, okay? I'm really sorry about
that. Didn't happen the way we want. I'm really sorry about that.
That was not really, what we had in mind with this one.
You could just include the right address next time.
this would not have happened this way. I didn't think he'd become that kind of a monster. We did the promotion wrong. He did not get, he bought just the decade and did not get the stand.
So he went nuts.
He got very mad.
And then he saw someone buying two figure arts that weren't decayed, and he decided to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Who got a decayed stand.
And, so Terry's all like, it's okay. You don't have to hurt anyone else now. It's all good. And so she leaves, and Shotaro's all like, go, and to like to Philip. And Philip like runs after his mommy, but she's already gone, and he's all sad face, like, no, mommy, she left. And then we see the open case of T2 guy memories, and once again, they're calling my name, and I want them. And they're like, A to Z. You know, like 26 memories, and like, the man in white, though, is giving it to this other man in white, though, and is going to bring it to Foundation X's headquarters. And he's like, yes, please do that. Mwaha. And he leaves. And the first man in white, though, tells Seko that her mother's, you know, she's done with the stuff. And she's like, ah, I see. But there's other people still left in this. Mwaha. And then it cuts to Shotaro. And he's doing his little voiceover end of casework, and he's like, ah, the parents and children are smiling again, and Shroud, I guess she's saved or whatever, and you know, she's Philip's mother, whatever, I don't know, stuff's happening. And he says like some kind of like proverb type thing, and Akiko slaps him in the head with a slipper, and like, that makes you like an old man. He's like, hey, that's not cool. And she's like, I've been waiting this whole freaking episode to do that. I feel better now. And he's like, why you? And he runs over, she runs over to Terry and is all like, ah!
I think her translator's broken. I don't know.
Her translator is broken.
And she's a sheep. And she's just squealing. And she's all like up on Terui. And he's all like, what's going on? And Terui's like, don't ask me questions, bitches. And yeah, that's pretty much how it ends. Just like that. And it was fun. It was fun. I don't know what really to say about it. I enjoyed watching Shotaro beat the dude with a cane.
It just made me Mathisar. Giggle.
Yeah. He went all Mathisar on the guy, and it was awesome. It was great. You know, it was good getting that, you know, some more backstory about, like, Shroud and the whole Sonozaki family and everything else. So that was fun. You know, but whatevs. So I'll pass it off on you guys, and you can do your little two-minute thing. Then we can get on to buy shit.
All right, why don't you go first, Shukun Shinobi? All right, oh no, wait, Shuki. There we go. It's all creepy. And
I know, that's the creepiest, like, censor thing I've ever heard.
It is. Shuki. It's like a demon doll.
I'm sorry.
So, Jedimon, and then uses a Shuki. I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna murder me? I just run away from my iPod. Anyway, what are your thoughts?
Holy shit. Basically, between, well, I mean, not much happened in 43, but, I mean, everything happened that needed to set this up, but, like, I think, to me, this was the turning point where we're hitting finale time, shit is hitting the fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, not all of the shit, that's not until the next arc, but,
the first piece of shit was thrown.
Yeah, basically, it was kind of like the first bullet, or something. I don't know, I was trying to make a war reference, it wasn't working too well. But, I don't know, I'm just going to keep throwing out dams.
The first shot was fired?
Yeah, sure, that.
The first bullet. I was like, there's something in there.
It's late, I don't know what's going on. I really enjoyed it. I'm not going to say it's the best arc yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely the turning point, and finding out all the backstory behind Shroud, since she was a big veil of mystery. Even though we all knew exactly who she was, it was just...
Oh yeah, and all you people who thought that it was Wakana, the fight scene when Wakana and Shroud are fighting each other, ha! That's all I have to say. Should have just posted an HGU, ha, in big letters. You know who you are, the people who think that you shouldn't put the skull memory in the double driver.
You fat bastard.
You were wrong. You really are fat bastard.
Oh, God.
So, Nitron?
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like I have a lot to say, but it's kind of just repeating myself.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like usual. It was a great episode, but wait till next week. We'll have a lot more to say.
I know. I keep saying that.
And then we never do.
And I never do, because all I end up really saying is, holy shit, this was a fan-fucking-tastic episode.
And basically, I have to say.
Basically, that's what I'm saying, is it was a fan-fucking-tastic episode, and I want a bomb memory. A boom.
Boom.
I'm hoping it's in that set we pre-ordered. I really am.
We pre-ordered the Candy Toy set. That's Legend Riders. It would be in the Gashapon set.
Yeah, unless they do like that Toy Hero Net thing.
No, I meant in that giant set that we ordered. This has four blank spaces.
Oh, I don't think so, because I think
no, that's not pond. That's not a Dopant. This might be in the Gashapon set.
Okay, but I know what you're saying, and I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't see four more Dopants. Like, I see old, and probably Utopia, and that's it. There still leaves two more memories.
They could do Shinigami Hakase. We don't know what the fuck kind of Dopants are gonna show up.
Your mother.
But the thing is, Bomb's not a Dopant.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
It's a normal purified memory.
I guess, but there's no other way of them getting us a Bomb memory. And
the Gashapon set.
The Gashapon set, or they could do a Toy Hero Net exclusive Bomb Magnum or whatever.
Okay, now you can just shut your whore mouth.
That was already mentioned last week, so the whore mouth's already been open and shut.
Then you shut it again.
When you're going to the summer, I thought you were going to be like, she pulled out of her jacket, a Toy Hero Net exclusive.
You didn't tell me to say it, so I didn't think about it.
I didn't say it. Why am I in charge of writing the script?
Because you write my vlog titles, too.
This is true. Anyway,
No, spoil the illusion.
Damn it, now I'm going to get smallpox. I knew today was going to suck, but at least I wasn't going to get smallpox. But anyway, I guess, yeah, I'll give my thoughts now. Are you done?
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic episode. Go.
Yeah, fantastic, well, a set of episodes. I guess I'll talk about it as a set. Like we always say, like, the first one did a good job of setting it up. Oh my god, I totally lost my thoughts now that it's my turn.
Yay.
It was a fantastic episode, I'm done. No, it was good to, you know, finally get Shroud stuff out of the way. Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is it's funny that, like, leading up to watching 43, I was like, oh, Ryu's pretty much done. Like, his character story's done. There's no reason for him anymore. And then, like, he got important in 43, like, at the end, where they're like, oh, you're supposed to be Philip's partner. Like, and they made it, before it was revealed that it was an accident of weather going nuts because he didn't get his decade stand, like, it made it seem like she had planned all that. And I was like, oh, God, Ryu's important again. And by the end of the episode, he's not important anymore.
Yep.
So it's gone full circle. It was really funny seeing, you know, old Chotro be like, count up your crimes, Sonny. And then I also enjoyed when he went extreme and he was all, extreme!
Cheddar.
Yeah, he was like, extreme! And then he was like, Cheddar! But yeah, it was a really epic set of episodes. Like, there was some action, but it was a really good example of why Double's good with, like, all the drama and stuff. And
it was, a perfect blend of drama and comedy and epic.
Yeah, it was. It was, like, the perfect example of why Double's awesome. Like we said before, not to repeat ourselves, this was great. Every time we say it's great, but it keeps one-upping itself with every episode we've seen. So there's going to be some awesome stuff in 45. And I'll probably mention this again next week, but other than us wanting to see the movie because it looks epic in T2 and Eternal, there's really not a whole lot missed because apparently the movie takes place after this episode, and between this episode and 45, and the only thing you're really going to miss is, spoiler alert, the destruction of Futo Tower, but plot-wise, nothing, you don't miss anything, which is really nice.
That's what we can gather.
Yeah, like, unless something happens in the next few episodes, but so far, nothing's missed.
Watching 45, like you said, the only thing that happens is it's an outside establishing shot, and Futo Tower's, like, half destroyed, and it's under construction and shit. And we know in the movie, like, the main battle takes place on Futo Tower, so...
Yeah, so, like, it's nice. It's kind of like, I think about it now, is the Deno movie was in canon with the show, but it didn't affect the storyline. So I think that there's realized that there's people that might not be able to make the movie, so they don't want to ruin the show for them.
Yeah. Actually, the Deno movie did affect the storyline. That's why they had Climax form.
Did it?
Yeah. Because the whole thing with Ryotaro going tiny and only Momotaro was, like, bonded with him or whatever, like, it screwed up his bond with the other three, and then they started to disappear into sand, and then... Like, I don't even think he could bond with Momotaro's.
I don't remember it having anything to do with the movie, though. The only thing I remember is, like, him taking the Ryotaro's out of time.
That's what happened in the movie, was that he went all, like, little kid.
Oh, I remember that.
He went all, like, tiny Ryotaro and, like, with little mini Deno. And then that's what happened. It screwed up his bond with Ura, Ken, and Ryu.
I remember that.
And then he, like, you know, get the little memory thing and then got the Keitaro's phone.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yep.
But
I have impeccable memory skills.
Well, but memory. I guess though that makes sense that would affect the story more than this, since this is closer to the finale, and it would kind of be like a slap in the face to people in Japan that couldn't see the movie to make it affect the finale that much.
Yeah.
Like I was pissed when we found out about this. Like I was worried it was going to take place like right before the finale or was the finale, and like we would just be stuck wondering stuff and only have to read shit. But I got sidetracked too long. Yeah, good set of episodes.
And actually, even then, I think with Deno, I think they even, like, just explained briefly, like, what happened in the movie. Like
the Turbo movie.
Yeah, like, well, they're like, because they're like, oh, it's because you went all little kid, and, like, they flashed back or whatever. So, like, even if you didn't see the movie, like, you at least kind of know generally what you need to know to continue on with the series. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so at least as far as we can tell, unless like in 47 or 46 or whatever, they mentioned something and we just totally don't know what's going on. It didn't affect it that much, so that's cool.
I don't think we'll get any real mention in the movie unless Joker shows up.
Yeah, because that was the only thing that really happened was, you know, Eternal and the T2s and Joker, but that was just basically flashy fights and stuff. And Philip wanted a sandwich, but that's all we're wondering. Did Philip get a sandwich? I don't know. That's what I'm going to be wondering. That's the season's big mystery.
But the thing with Double is, like,
Double and Ghost Sager and are similar in that each week they keep one-upping it themselves. Double keeps one-upping itself with awesomeness. Ghost Sager keeps one-upping itself in how crappy it can get.
Yeah, this is true.
Like every week we do this, and we go, oh my god, Double was so awesome. And then it's like next week it's like, oh god, it did one better. And then we get to Ghost Sager, and we're like, oh my god, this episode blew chunks.
Yeah.
And then we're like, it can't get much worse. Next week comes.
It got worse.
Oh god, it got worse.
It got worse, oh god.
It can't get worse than this. Next week,
Next week, our brain just turned to mush and we're screaming like Datus.
We all scream like Shotaro, and I don't know. I was going.
In any episode
that.
When he gets screamed like 45, when he's all, I swear to God, Japanese people have the best reactions to shit.
UFO, awesome. UFO,
or like when Taru Naki, or what was it? Narutaki's clone showed up and Shoto was all, that was great. Or like when Maki got hit with the watermelon, his face is just priceless.
Shoto's like one of my favorite writers like ever.
He's just awesome.
Just because he has awesome reactions and can beat people up even if he's old.
Yeah.
This is true. So
I'm sorry. I know what's coming.
Pokemon time is me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I guess there's no delaying it any longer. Okay.
We delayed it a few more seconds.
So, we're on to Ghost Sager 23.
Yeah.
We're still not even halfway done this crap. So let's see. If you haven't been paying attention, don't worry. Neither have we. I don't know what happened last week to tell you. So, what was 22, guys? Oh god,
I don't even know.
I don't even remember.
It was Grand Ghost.
It was something.
Great,
yeah, Grand Ghost.
Grand Ghost.
I don't remember what else
they brought in.
Lapras
was it? They brought in Lapras' enemy, and then he's like, "I guess you guys are okay, but you still kind of suck." And then
Yeah. So we had Lapras and stuff. That's what happened. At Ground Ghost Sager Great.
Don't even know anymore.
It sucks so bad. So we open with Datus, and he's not even turned on, I guess. They're trying to save power, so he's unplugged. And Alata's drawing. And now I know I usually say, like, the bad episodes are when Nozomu starts talking. It's amazing because he didn't start this episode. And yet it still sucked worse than normal.
The bad episodes are when it's Ghost Sager.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I meant the especially bad ones. But the ones that are like, it's so bad, it's like, oh, God. But, yeah, so in comes, who is this, Hyde and Agri. And they're like, oh, we're back. What are you doing, Alata? He's like, I'm drawing Ghost Sager Night, girl. And they're like, oh, no, wait, oh, you awesome, cool guy.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, that's great.
He's like, I think he's one of us now. And then Hyde's all, oh, he made me so happy when he said that stuff to us. And then they show you the drawing, and it's got to be like a 3-year-old drew it. Like, you can definitely tell who the target audience for this show is because they just pulled one of them out of their home and said, hey, draw us Ghost Sager Night. And he went, okay. And drew it. And he went, oh, good. We're going to use this in the show. And because that's seriously what it looks like. It's like a 3-year-old drew it. And then they show Ground Ghost Sager Great. And they're all happy. Like, yay. And then Agri's looking. He takes the book from him. And then you just hear, ta-da. And like, oh, no, not them. Please, not them. And in comes Mexican Kotoha and Dumbo, and they're all like dressed for the beach and they're like, hey guy, why are you dressed like that? Are you going somewhere? And then in walks Stupid Face Kid and Will Riker, and they're like, we're going to see fireworks on the beach. Cause apparently Nozomu won some kind of trip in a lottery for 4 people. Now, I don't understand. Okay. I didn't realize, I guess maybe this is a Japan thing, you need tickets to go to the beach. Why only 4 people can go? Like, I don't just like, you know.
Well,
no.
You know how only toys go with lucky draws and stuff. They love drawings over there.
I guess, but
what,
I mean,
you want
like
the shiny Optimus Prime lucky draw.
Like, only four people can see these fireworks. Like, you know they're shot in the sky, right? And they're like, okay, so you guys take care of the house. And you're like, what about us? And they're like, nope, it's four people. We're going. And they're like, why Ari and Monet? Because it's natural. And they get all annoying. And it's like, oh, my God, make them leave. And then they leave. And they're like, oh, we're leaving. Yeah! And they're waving.
Guys are probably like, thank the Lord.
And they're like, and then the door closes, and I'm telling you the funny, it's so funny because like this is actually funny. Like the three of them are just standing there confused, and then there's all of a sudden, Augury just drops the book on the floor, and that's all. Like that's the only thing like I genuinely laughed at because it was funny the entire episode. I don't know why it was funny, it just was. And then we're all dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I suru hoshi wo mamoru tame umareta. And you're like, no, make it stop. Make it stop. It's make burning it stop. My ears. Right? Yeah. So, so that crap ends. And we're at the beach. And they're like, yay, the sea. And it's all pretty. And like, and Will Rocker's like, look. All right, let's go down to the beach and then, you know, get ready. And they're like, the fireworks aren't till tonight. And he's like, yeah, no, I know. We're going to get a spot and then we're going to eat and drink and stuff. Yay, it'll be fun times.
Be married.
And Nozma's like, don't worry, don't worry. And by the time the fireworks come, he'll be drunk and passed out. And you're like, wow, what a great example. He's setting for Nozma. And so then we see, like, I don't even know how to describe this monster. It is the stupidest looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's Jinzo from Yu-Gi-Oh! Blue Version.
There we go.
Credit to this joke goes to the Super Shinobi.
Yeah, it's like, I think Joey came in and was all like, I summon Jinzo, Blue Version.
It's more like, I summon Jinzo, because he's got that Brooklyn accent.
That's what I was trying to do, but it didn't come out right.
Kind of came out like a 14-year-old Japanese girl for whatever reason.
That's how I imagine Joey in my head. And
sad Joey was awesome face.
No, he wasn't. He was annoying.
Mm-mm. He had red eyes, black dragon.
No, he was only hot up for Mai because she had large breasts.
And baby dragon. Baby dragon was awesome.
It was like Shoto could only fight when it got old. Anyway. So in comes Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob, and I'm like, oh, can you really do it? Blah, 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 blah. He's like, yes.
Can you really do it?
I make sparks that create heat. And they're like, okay. How does that help us? And I'm like, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot up like fireworks, and then they're going to touch people, and it's going to make them all hot, and then they're going to turn on their air conditioners, and it's going to heat up power plants, which will heat up the planet. Mwahaha. Mwahaha.
You maniacal bastard. That's the most evil plan I've ever heard. You're going to make people use air conditioning during the summer.
Yeah.
How do you live with yourself at night?
Like, it makes no sense. Like seriously, like, I've heard some bad, bad plot ideas before. But unless one of you can think of a better, like, a worse one, I really think this is, like, the worst plot idea ever.
The only one that I can think of as worse is destroying Kimberly's float. Because at least this affects more than one person.
Fair enough. this is pretty high up there, like on the bad villain plan scheme.
This is
like
the worst Sentai villain plan I've seen.
Oh, by far. Yeah. By far. And I thought Ghost Ager villain plans were bad, and then I saw this, and I'm like, really? Are they serious? Like, I read this summer on Wikipedia, and I went, this has to be, like, a joke, right? It's, like, one of those things that, like, spammers do. And it's like, nope, it's the real plot. Like, damn it. And then he jumps into, like, a chimney and gets, like, shot off into the sky and, like, fires them off. And they're like, oh, fireworks, yay. And they're, like, in the middle of the day, oh, that's so pretty. Okay, now, here's when Nozomu actually says something intelligent, and he's like, wait, it's the daytime. And they're like, yeah, I know, isn't it pretty? And he's like, no, guys, there's something wrong here. This is the daytime. The fireworks shouldn't be out yet. There's something wrong here.
This is hilarious because I'm picturing Nozomu talking with your voice.
He's like, guys, and there's something wrong here. And they're like, what? No, it's fireworks.
Yeah, and Ari and Moni are like, no, 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 it's fine, little kid. It's fireworks. What do you know? You're a little kid. And they're like, we're getting all hot. Oh, my God, we're burning up. And they're like, and then, like, Will Riker, like, rips his clothes off. He's all his underwear. And you're like, oh, my God. It's Funo Kamioka. And look at the face he made. It's definitely Funo Kamioka. And he runs off. And Nozomu's doing the same thing. And he runs off like he's Mini-Me or something. And then the girls want to take their clothes off. You're like, no, 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 please don't. Please don't. We see those ears enough. We don't want to see any other part of you. Please don't. And then the monster comes in. Right when they're about to take their clothes off. And he's like, wow, I did it. Yay, I'm a cool guy. And I'm like, please stop. And so then they're like, you my Jew, blah, 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 Tenso. And they transform and like, oh, my God, it's hot in the spandex. And then they.
You just figured that out, huh, after 36 years?
34.
Whatever. And,
although I guess technically. But anyway, since Go Ranger ran for a couple of years. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Your mother.
That's up.
He didn't know that.
Yeah. I knew it the whole time.
So they like, untransform them, detransform themselves, and then in jumps the other three to, like, save them at the last minute. And you're like, damn it, they saved the ears. And so they're all fighting, and I see Sebastian leave us behind. Mwaha, we followed you anyway, because we figured out that the going to the beach is free. So then it looks like he went out, attack Lido, invisible. And because he's just attacking them and you can't see him, but it turns out he's just moving really, really fast because apparently he can clock up. And so he's like, if I don't move slowly, you can't see me. And it's like, what? So he starts going and attacking. So Agri goes all, rock crush card, blah. And then they smack him on a bunch of rocks. And this blue guy comes over and is like, brah, press hour card, brah.
And everyone's like, just the parents from Peanuts. They're all blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens, because, like, I don't like them at all. And so he's like, ah, I hate water, mwah. And they're like, no, you know, his weakness, yay. And then he sparks. He like, shoots his sparks all over Hyde, and now Hyde's all hot. And then he de-untransforms.
Demorphs.
We don't use that word here.
Well, it's better than de-untransforms. That would be like remorphing.
It would.
You'd de-untransform, then you'd morph.
You know what? Screw you, okay?
Or you and your... What was this? Metamorphosis initiator, whatever the fuck Billy said.
Oh, God.
It made me mad.
It's that time for molecular transformation.
Yeah, that was like, nerd. Quiet, nerd. I don't need your details.
And when it comes from the 40-year-old virgin, you know that's pretty bad.
I'm not the only one here. Just saying.
I just meant because of your room, but okay.
Sad face.
Wow.
Sad weird face. I mean, weird voice face. Anyway.
So the income ultimate spider monkey and the blabber are like, mwaha, now they're going to turn on their air conditioners. And they're like, wait, it's not working. What's going on? Why aren't they hot? This shouldn't be happening. And everyone's all smiley face. And so, like, ah, this village is about, like, not upping the heat and hurting the planet. And like, yeah, the people in this city are trying to reduce the greenhouse effect. And it's like, God damn it. Another, like,
hippies.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're finding an ecological way of doing the summer. We use this special haka oil, which is like the notes here says Japanese peppermint. So you just put it in your bath and then you bathe together. And it'll make you cool. So you see Hyde, and he's in the bathtub with Stupid Kid and Will Riker. And you're like, look, it's Michael Jackson time. Yay.
God.
And Agri's like, oh, it's on a variety show. This shit worked pretty good. And they're like, oh, it's amazing. Rawr. Amazing. And they're like, we do other things too, like eating summer vegetables to reduce your body temperature. And then now they're eating watermelon. And they're like, oh, we're black people. And
hide your people. Hide. H-I-D-E, your people. They're raping everybody.
Hide your children. Hide your wife. Hide your husband. They're raping everybody.
Oh my god, it was fun.
Okay, as much fun as this is boring as fuck, I think it's time to activate the Omega 13.
Mathazar, activate the Omega 13.
Children, hide your wife, hide your husband, they're raping everybody.
Fuck, what the hell, this ain't right. This is only 13 seconds.
Get him, boot him from the call, quick, get him out of here.
Wait, what?
It's not Jedimon, it's Saris. Hit him with your cane. Never give up, never surrender.
Oh, alright, well. I'm back, guys. Let's finish that summary, I guess.
Do we have to?
Man, I guess.
I just beat the shit out of someone. Do we really have to?
Like, we just finished Saris off. That was better than the entire Ghost Sager episode.
Yeah, well, I know, but we have to finish. We're only halfway through with that.
Oh, sad, God. We just beat Saris face.
Can't even have right. Victory.
I'm sorry.
Damn it, the Omega 13. You lied to us, kid who...
Fuck you, Omega Supreme, digital technology. 13.
Whoever wrote this episode should die.
And the Ghost Agent went nuts.
Yeah.
Because really, this is probably the most pathetic excuse of an episode I've ever heard. And this is coming after an episode that involved Aerie baking a cake.
Yeah, well, apparently they find a good way to cool yourself down is by setting up a wind chime. I don't know how a wind chime cools you down.
Not me.
But yeah, and then you see... Okay, so we see these two chicks in the water splashy fighting, and their 10 sodas are back on the beach, and Hyde's all like, oh, with preparation, you can be eco-friendly and still stay cool in the summer. Blah! And you're like, God damn it, I hate them. So then Ultimate Spider Monkey's all pissed off. And so they get... So he takes a net and he just ropes in the two chicks and just, like, drags them away. It's like, screw this, we're just gonna do this the old-fashioned way.
Why would you want to, besides killing them off so you don't have to watch this anymore?
I don't know. But then... So their 10 sodas are just there, and let's see what happens next. Oh, so the three guys are there, and Hyde's feeling all better, and they're like, okay, well, it's cool, he's not been... Don't overdo it, you know, the guy's not been beat yet. And up runs Datus. I guess he ran all the way here. I don't know.
How would you not notice this giant arcade machine running down the street?
Well, nobody did. Okay. The best part about this I just noticed is that his eyes in the machine have like the little like sweat drop things coming from them. Like he's just been running a long distance. This is why I love Datus. So he's like, Aerie and Monet have been kidnapped, yeah. And they're like, yeah, the Yumudgee were way down there. These, you know, down at this place, and they're probably there. And then Hyde runs out in the sun, and he just like falls over. He's like, no, it's hot, rah. And they run over to help him, and so they're like, oh my god, he's burning up. We have to do something. So they're like, I have an idea, and they've got him like, in a cart, and they're pushing him, and he's in a cart of water because he's like, he has to be there because they need his water techniques. And these people are just staring at him like, what the hell is going on? Why are these two guys pushing this other guy in a covered cart, and he's like in a bathtub? What's going on? And it's got wind chimes attached because those help him get cool somehow. And then they hit a rock, and they're like, damn it, this didn't work. And they're like, okay, we need another plan. So, like, Augury's all like, I got an idea. Shaved ice, yay. And they give him shaved. They're like, oh, this will work. And he starts, like, scooping it into his mouth crazily. And, like, this will cool your body down. And then he gets a brain freeze. And I'm like, oh, crap. This didn't work. And it's all funny because Hyde's in pain.
7-Eleven cups.
Yeah. And so then, like, Alf is like, I have an idea. Let's give Hyde cucumbers. So they've got a whole plate of cucumbers, and he's just showing them in his mouth. And he's biting down on the cucumbers.
Just like Will Show's girlfriend.
Exactly. And he just keeps eating the whole plate. And then he stops like, oh, my stomach. So they have to take a pit stop in the bathroom for a while. Because he got stomach ache. I know the feeling.
Yeah, really. I'll be right back, half hour later. Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm
You're
sorry.
You're the one that threw up in the street like a hobo.
So they're climbing up a cliff, and he's got an ice pack on his head and a fan. And then he passes out and almost falls over, but then they grab him and save him, and you're like, no. And they're like, no, we're going to save you. So then we see the two chicks in the same chimney things as the other guy was before, and they're like, mwahaha, you're going to be finished, mwahaha.
Apparently they shoot fireworks out of, like, pipes.
Yeah, I don't understand. So then, like, in comes the three guys, and Hyde is in. He's wearing a hat with a scarf around his neck, and he's like in a wetsuit or something, and he's got his feet in buckets of water, and he's holding them with string so he can walk in them. It's the stupidest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. The only thing that comes close to looking this dumb is the episode of Bokinger when Akashi gets the bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
And he comes in, and he's all, like, wearing everybody's, like, good luck charms, and he just looks all stupid. That's the closest thing to this I can think of. That's just that stupid. But anyway, they light this fuse that will shoot the chicks off into the sky. And so they're all going to fight now, and the BBs come in, and Alta's going to go get the chicks, and Agri is going to get Zygo, and Hyde's going to use his Tenso Jutsu on this guy. So they transform, and Hyde can't take it because the spandex is all hot still. And so he de-untransforms. And,
morphs.
Shut up, I'm still going to go with it. So now Alata's stuck protecting him. And it's not going good. This was totally blowing. Like,
whole episode.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on. Alata's fanning Hyde while fighting BBs, and it's just getting stupid. Agri's fighting, and then he fans a BB. I don't know what's happening. And then they start yelling at each other, like, Hyde's yelling, Agri! And Agri's yelling, Alata! And Alata's yelling, Hyde! And this is going in a circle. Like, they just keep doing this for, like, 15 seconds. And then it cuts to the chicks, and they're, like, just sitting there going back with their heads going back and forth looking at this crap. Like, really? Like, can someone save us, please? Like, seriously, this is stupid.
Please save us.
And they're like, no, we will. And they all stand up and they're like, we will win, brah. And they're like, oh, my God, please stop with this. So then they're like, so then Alt is like, twist tornado card. And Hyde's all like, change, go Sager. And Augury's all like, row plant card or some crap. And so Hyde transforms. Alta
transforms, so that means he's now transformed.
Your mother. And Hyde blows a tornado at him so he stays cool. And Agri grabs the monster with a plant. And then Hyde uses the Ice Stop card, so apparently he leveled up overnight and can use it now. And
he grinded for levels.
He did. He went out into the oh shit, what's
he
that?
He clicked on a rock and he found a rare candy.
Your mother. And he went out into that starting area and was just fighting boars and getting like 32 XP. No! In World of Warcraft.
Oh.
How am I supposed to know this?
I was doing Pokemon references, but
I was doing the South Park World of Warcraft episode reference where they just sat there in the woods in the very beginning of the game where you start off as if you play as a human just killing boars and getting like 32 experience points, like, for, like, 3 weeks on end, and then they get all fat, and, yeah. Anyway.
Let's finish this goddamn summary.
So, the fuse runs out, and the chicks get blasted in the air, and they're like, ah, save us! And then in comes Mystic Data's Hyper, just, like, helicoptering in from nowhere and grabs them, and they're like, yay, they're safe, and then their bikini tops fall from the sky, and you're like, oh, God, no. Please, God, no, I don't want to see that.
It's worse than Akiko.
God. Like, and then Data, the funny thing is, like, Data's blushes. I guess that was kind of funny. And so then, like, the monster gets all big, and then the girls transform, kick him in the eye. And I'm like, I did that to somebody. It was fun. And then they summon Go Secret. I did. And they summon Ghost, say great. And then they're like, we're going to do this. And then Ghost of the Night finally comes in 19 minutes and like 25 seconds into this episode.
He read the script. He didn't want anything to do with this episode.
I think that's what happened because he hasn't been in it this entire time, which just made me angry. Like the whole time I'm going, any second now, Ghost of the Night's going to show
it's
up.
It's kind of like Tommy in MMPR. Oh, he's off training. Oh, he's getting his costume ready. Like, what?
Like, Ghost of the Night just shows up and finally, and it's like, no, it's going to be our turn. And they go, ground, go say great. And like, oh my God, it's hot. What are we going to do? And then like Mystic Data's Hyper comes in and just like spins his head and fans them cool. And then they go all victory charge and the guy dies. And you're like, oh God, good. It's almost over. Thank Jesus. We're almost done with this bullshit. We're like, thank Hibiki. We're almost done. So we cut to the beat. I actually just noticed this part. Will Riker is over here, and he's passed out drunk. And the fireworks are going off, and they're all watching
he's
him.
Finished
and
today's packings.
and Datus is watching them, and they're all like, yay. And then Hyatt's got a cold. And like, oh, no, we got him too cool down. So now he's got a cold, and we got to get him home. And so, like...
Quick, rush him to the emergency room. He's got a cold.
Yeah, and so... Bladran and Blob Guy and Spider Monkey are all like, man, these guys suck. And like, this is the biggest mistake ever. And Spider Monkey's like beating his face into the tree. And Bladran hears like this, argh! And
Kiko?
Blob's like, no, wasn't that Kiko? It was like a roar. And he's like, Blob's like, what is it? He's like, oh, nothing. And then it cuts to Ghost of Night and he hears the same thing. And then it goes all Sorini Kagayaku Rainbow, and then there's scenes from the movie, and you're like, just show me Ghost Day Wonder, that's all I care about. And then it ends.
Finally. Omega 13 didn't even work.
I know, like, this freaking episode was so bad, like, oh my God, I wanted to die. Like, it sucked, so...
Okay, I'm gonna say right now, I have absolutely zero comments towards this. This was the biggest piece of shit I've ever witnessed in my life. And I really have nothing to say about it. All you people that are going all googly eye because Ari and Monet had their bikinis fall from the sky, seriously, just stop. They're not that attractive.
They're not attractive at all.
I mean, like those giant ears, like, oh my God, like, the giant ears, man. And like, the hat like, only partially covers them.
Monet has the biggest eyes ever.
She's a poor man's Kotoha.
That's why she's Mexican Kotoha.
I knew that was coming. So, I basically have the same sentiment. So, here, this is all I have to say. Is this is going to be totally referencing Pokemon for whatever reason, because I thought of it this morning. But the BBs always make me think of what Celebi says, because he's always like, BB, BB. But anyway, that made me think of, I was watching Pokemon this morning, and Fione is fucking Eric Matthews. Fione says, Fione! Anybody seen this episode? I was watching it this morning. I'm like, oh my God, it's Eric Matthews. Fiona's sitting there battling. It's like, Fina, Fiona. All I have to say about this episode is that I remember something from Pokemon this morning. That was hilarious. I could not stop laughing. I'm like, did not realize that he's saying Fina, Fiona.
Oh my God.
Like, it's hilarious. So yeah, that's my thoughts. Like, that's all I have to say. This is the biggest, like you said, this is shit. So all I want to
like,
talk about is...
Like, I knew the episode was bad going in. And then I got in, and then there was no Ghost of the Night. There was no Ghost of the Night until 20 minutes into the mecha battle. And you're like, really? Oh my God, it's even worse than I thought.
It really was the worst excuse for a plot ever.
Like, and then the only, like, thing that, like, I that made me, like, slightly happy was that, like, Mystic Data's Hyper showed up. Because, okay... We got to see Data's Big again and Mystic Brother. Like, oh, we didn't forget completely about them now that we have Ground Ghost Say Great. That was the only thing that was halfway decent about this this show. However, the rest of it was just so crappy. Like,
only a plot the Ghost Sage writers could come up with. I know. We'll make it so people turn their air conditioners on during the summer. What? And then in the winter they're going to have the episode where they make it so cold people have to turn their heaters on. It's going to be crazy.
Don't say it because they probably will.
Probably. That'll be the Christmas special. Oh my God. Just so awful. Just Fina. Fina. That's awesome.
I need to go find this on YouTube.
You do. You should find it. I don't remember what episode it was. They were fighting Fiona and it was, I think it was Piplup and Beniary and Piplup's all, I'm overused and don't evolve. But anyway.
And I'm a little bitch.
And I'm going to be replaced by a weird otter, Piblet version 2.0. But anyway, we'll find this after the episode, so that's all.
It's Hold the Fione.
There you go. There you go. So you have to find it. That's fine. Okay, anyway. So are we done with this piece of crap?
Yeah.
Should we get on to the two slightly less pieces of crap, which is MMPR?
Shuki, it's Galactic Battles Episode 9.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I was watching that this morning, so.
Okay.
This way is.
MMPR.
Moomper. You gonna say something or just state the title?
I don't even remember what the first episode was. What was it?
Halloween.
Oh,
yeah.
So
Frankie.
Oh, Frankenstein kept trying to like beat that girl up, and she kept dodging.
Apparently, they have like Halloween dances at the juice bar because everything's at the juice bar, right? And
it saves the money, so they lose one set.
They save the money so they can do more community outreaches and fundraisers.
Yeah. So Rita finds it a good idea to send down her Frankenstein monster to the masquerade because that's how she rolls. And so he's all down there going, "Urgh!" And he gets stolen by a girl, and she's like, "Dance with me!" And he's all trying to kill her, but she's like, "Yeah, you're so cute." And he leaves for some reason. I don't remember.
He was chasing Balkan Skull.
Oh, okay.
Because they realized that... Because he picked up that girl and threw her, and Balkan Skull tried to defend her.
I remember. Yeah. Okay, so he chases Balkan Skull, and then Billy is like, my Sherlock Holmes sensors are ticking. And he leaves. And for some... He keeps trying to smoke this pipe, even though there's nothing in it. He's just a total tool.
Yes.
And so he follows Frankie into a cave where Rita's there making super putty... Yeah.
Those are super putties. There's not two names in it.
No, she's getting the super putty.
Oh, I get it. I see what you mean. The putty for super putties. I got it.
And
silly putty.
So then Billy's all like, it's time for molecular transformation or whatever. And like, it's just
like
it's
molecular transfiguration.
I don't know. Billy bullshit. And so he's all morphing and fighting Frankie, and then he leaves.
And he fights stock footage.
And...
I want to say though that it's really funny, and you can really tell when it's the Japanese guy, because that mask and makeup job they did on the Japanese guy was so poor.
Yeah,
he was wearing a mace, and it was horrible.
And
the American version kind of had a mullet, and the Japanese was all short.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, Billy, that's an inept fighter. Dan's not this bad. Like, you're just making me hate Dan, and Dan's a good fighter.
Anyway. I don't even remember what else happens.
They destroyed him.
Yeah, that happened eventually.
Like, Tommy's all, I gotta
Tommy
get my costume,
Tommy was all
guys.
Late because he's retarded, and then they finally...
I swear to God, Tommy's like a spy on the side.
They finally kill him with, like Dragon
they
Zord
go,
help and
yeah,
stuff.
They go all Megazord, and Megazord's not working, so Tommy comes in and goes...
What happened the last three episodes?
And then they go, we need Mega Dragonzord power! And then they go all like Dragon Sword in fighting mode, and then it drills through him, and then I'm like, yay, we saved the day.
And the whole time Zach was trying to get some ass at the party, and the girl wasn't having any of it.
She was like, you are not having any of this dog chocolate. Mm-mm.
She's kind of a bitch, like, oh my god, that's funny. Like, he's just like, you want to dance? And she's like, get away from me, hide your people. Like, she's so rude to him for no reason.
It's like, you ain't raping me. Mm-mm, I saw that TV special. You ain't getting in my bed when I'm sleeping.
So, what happened for me is that I watched the episode up until they said it's Megazord time, and then they had the Tyrannosaurus come up, and they had the little subtitle. I'm like, are they really going to do this every episode? And then I fell asleep. I woke up. The YouTube video was done. And I was like, oh, it's done? Where am I? Well... And so that was kind of happy because I didn't have to watch the rest of it, but I missed the fight scene, which is crappy. So
you forgot the part that like Alpha came into the party.
Oh yeah, and all the
and
girls,
all
were,
the girls were like, "Oh, oh yeah. You're cute." And then like so they come in and Tommy's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get my costume on." And then he's a Frankenstein. He's like, "That monster gave me some ideas for my costume." Gerp.
I didn't see that because I was asleep.
And then Ernie's all like, "Vlah, we are going to announce the winner of the costume contest. It's whoever this guy is." And which is actually a much better vampire voice than Ernie did.
Oh yeah.
But and then
an Alpha One, and then they're like, "Who is this guy?" And Bulk and Soul get like a can opener, and they're gonna open him up, and he's like, "I'm out of here." And the chicks are chasing him, like, "No, don't leave. We want to give you some."
I have to say, it was hilarious when like Ernie was like, "Well, I want to suck your blood," and then it's like, "Oh, hey, Ernie," and he's like, "How'd you know it was me?" I'm like, "You're the only 400-pound man in here. Like everyone else is a fit, muscly teenager, just like all teenagers. They all look like they're 30 and all have perfect bodies." Like, you're the only 400-pound man in here. All you did was paint your face white. Honestly, Ernie. And then Ernie's all sad face and just ducks behind the juice bar. But it was pretty, I don't know, it was more unique, I guess, than last episodes. But I swear to God, Tommy's on the side. He's working, he's out lanely getting missions for being a spy because he's, like, never there. And then, like, they're like, "Oh, the Rangers are getting their ass kicked again." He's like, "God damn it." Tommy's like Datus. All right. The next episode
was Gung Ho.
I only skimmed through it because I was still groggy face.
Okay, the entire beginning of the episode.
These heads are not for fighting; they're for holding a hoe. Gung Ho.
Yosh.
Yo. So. Jason and Tommy are sparring, and apparently they're bickering with each other while they're sparring. And
so she's apparently
like,
it's...
"Guys, don't fight. This is a team competition, guys. Don't fight." I'm
no
like,
one fights in the PR
sparring.
Universe.
They're like, "Guys, stop fighting. We're filming."
I just realized that the entire MMPR universe is Pleasantville. I swear to God it is. Gee, I don't know what I would do if Mary Sue didn't go to the dance with me. I might miss a basket.
They're like, "Austin, Jason, stop fighting. We're filming." They're like, no, this is the script this time. Oh. Shit, we missed rehearsal.
Anyway, continue what you were saying. Sorry, I had to make a pleasant little reference.
I was just getting pissed at Trini because she kept telling them to stop. I'm like, "Bitch, they're just sparring.
I know.
They have a competition. They don't have anyone else to spar with because you guys are the only people that do martial arts in this city." And so...
"He's funny because he's true."
Everyone else in Angel Grove is just sitting around watching baby carriages fall down a hill.
So apparently, like, I don't know, there's the Super Putties from the Super Putty Putty. And they can't beat
Billy Mays here.
They're...
Super Putty Putty. "You want putties that'll destroy the Rangers? This is guaranteed."
I miss you, Billy. Well, that's a Billy I can appreciate.
It's like the best Billy ever.
They can't beat the Billy Mays putties, and...
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Jason and Tommy have to go to some mountain to get the Thunder Slingers, because for some reason they're on a mountain. And so they get into the mountain, and then Titanus rolls up. He's all like, "Bitch, I'm a guardian of this mountain, bro," and he shoots fireballs, and they're like, "Oh," and doing weird grunting noises like they always do,
and like pieces of styrofoam painted like rocks fall at them.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Shroud detonates the wall and all the rocks fall on Trial.
Yeah,
or on Axel at the time. That was
so
Trial.
Better
effects. Whatever. And so Tommy gives Jason his shield thing. And Jason gives Tommy the power sword because somehow this helps. And they're like, "Oh."
I love how Jason's all, "You're better with a sword than I am. That's why your weapon's a sword, Tickle."
And so they're like, "Oh, let's go up the mountain." And they get to
and
the mountain.
And then Jason wondered why he gets replaced as team leader.
Titanus keeps shooting fireballs at him. And they get a Thunder Slingers and they teleport to the Super Putties. And they kill all the Super Putties like instantaneously. And they're all happy face. My whole
thing like,
is...
And I'm like, "Hope we don't have to fight Titanus again." And Zordon's all like, "No, that was just a test. Titanus is a trusted ally."
Yeah, they're like, "Titanus is a trusted ally." I'm like, okay, so not only did I think Zordon plant the Thunderslingers on this giant mountain, he told Titanus to go shoot fireballs at them while they scaled the mountain. What a fucking asshole.
Zordon is an asshole.
He's the biggest ass I've ever seen.
That reminds me of Linkar's summaries. Now, I knew Zordon was an asshole, but come on. Oh my God. It's hilarious. Oh man, MMTR. Hello?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out.
I felt so alone.
Why Zordon such an ass?
I'm looking at Shuki's Figyards pictures, and they're making me sad face.
Oh. Wait till you see mine.
So, I don't know. The summary of the story is Zordon's a giant ass. And if
he jeopardizes the city to have wolves.
He does. If he sends you to go do something, he probably planted it there himself.
Probably.
Just for the lulz. So, that's my story.
It's in my heart on to make you do that.
He probably was never even kidnapped. He was just chilling with Astronomer the whole time. Dark Spectre, like, I'll just wait here till episode 49. What up? You want to have some drinks?
Just relaxing, and she's like, oh, look at what they're doing now. And Thrawn's like,
look, they think I'm on a jungle planet, lol. Look at the Quantrons beat them. This is funny.
I will never look at space the same way again. Oh, wow.
I love this picture of New Den Omega.
Which one?
The one where he's got his arms all out like he's jumping or something.
Off-topic face.
Oh, sorry.
Save this for the after show. The after party.
So that's all for MMPR. It was a fun batch of episodes, I guess. There was a lot of comedic things to make fun of it for.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
As always, it's a really shitty episode. But
I mean, like, it wasn't as generic, but it was pretty bad. Like, I don't even understand how I got into this.
Yeah.
I had meat for brains when I was a child. I was like, ooh, look, it's Dion Transform time.
You're what? Your mother.
Go, go, Dion Transforming Rangers.
Right, I hate you, and I hate your mother.
Sad face. Anyway, yeah, that's about it.
All right, before we leave, we would like to thank our generous donators, and by generous, I mean generous.
It's way more generous than we thought.
Way more generous than a certain other person in this podcast.
Yeah, you know who you are. Point. Yeah, don't say anything.
Dick. So, first I would like to thank someone that I know personally or knew from high school. Haven't really talked to him in quite a while. But he donated $5. So thank you, Ryan G.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to my friend Jeff. He also donated $5. Perry Hirokin on YouTubes.
Thank you as well. YouTubes.
Earlier in the week, we got a $15 donation from Chris H. In the UK somewhere. Let me see if it says specifically. Staffordshire. So, thank you to Chris.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I'm going to go back again. And we have $20 from Eugene. I'm sure most of you listening know Eugene, so
yeah,
I won't go into big detail because I'm sure you know him. And last but certainly not least, because it's definitely not the least.
Definitely.
Huge, huge thanks to Brendan E. from Australia. We're apparently big in Australia.
Yeah, we need to get those shirts.
With a nice big $40 donation.
Yeah.
We cannot express how thankful we are.
Yeah, we're just speechless, except for the speech we're giving now.
Yeah. So, Brendan, I'm sure you're listening, since you wouldn't have donated $40 if you didn't. You're awesome. You rock. Expect an email shortly. Just to personally thank you again. Once we get this whole like reward tier system worked out, we're still working on it. It's a challenge for us.
Yeah, it's a challenge for us.
But once we get all that straightened out, everyone I just listed, expect emails, and we'll work out something. You guys definitely deserve it. So huge, huge thanks.
Yeah.
With this, we can get our business cards, we can get bumper stickers, we can get all sorts of shit and advertise, and I don't know. I'm excited, and I'm really
happy
thankful.
Face.
I was really, really, really worried, and now I'm not really worried anymore, now that I know that we have people that are actual very, very supportive of us, so huge, huge thanks.
Yeah, huge thanks. Thank you to our fans and supporters, especially, what's his name in Australia? I forgot all of them already.
Brendan E.
Yeah, thank you, Brendan E., so much. That is our biggest donation yet. We really, really appreciate it.
You'll get something special, don't worry about
it. Yeah, you'll get something. We just have to figure it out. We didn't expect it to come in quite so quickly. Like, we were getting nothing, and then all of a sudden it all came in.
Yeah, it was kind of like a open the floodgate, pff, here comes money.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing at all. I'm super excited and super thankful, so I'm just kind of going to kind of wrap this up because I feel like I'm rambling and repeating myself. So, thanks one last time, and you'll be contacted soon. Final thingies. Is there final thingies?
I don't think so.
I have a thingy, but it's not final. Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Here we go again.